What you eat can help prevent heart disease. Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The American Heart Association has designated this as National Eating Healthy Day. Registered dietitian Kristen White with Hy-Vee says there are other factors that affect heart disease and stroke, but diet is a big one.
Scientists have found that fiber is very important to help decrease our cholesterol intake, so it helps us excrete some of the extra cholesterol that we intake throughout our diet. Saturated fat, we know that is a very, very strong correlation with diet and making sure that we have those levels low enough so that we're not increasing risks for heart disease and stroke. Sodium is a big deal, and part of this, too, has to deal with the way that our society has changed and our eating habits over the last many years. So overall, just eating healthier, increasing the fiber, decreasing the sodium, and decreasing the fat are your main topics.
White advises taking baby steps when it comes to eating healthier.
I always tell them, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and crave broccoli. It's not going to happen. Now, hopefully you've made a goal. Let's say it's a vegetable goal, and you are increasing your vegetables one at a time at lunch and dinner. And once you have conquered that goal, then you move on to another goal. So making those baby steps is important, as well as the motivation. Some people come up to me and say, hey, it's my grandkids. I want to live for my grandkids. And so I tell them, hey, you need to think about your grandkids every time that you're eating in order to make that healthier choice.
I'm Julie Harker.